From the Yellowstone Public Radio Studios in Billings, I'm Kay Erickson. Between 1901 and 1922, 17 libraries from Missoula to Miles City and Havre to Dillon were built in Montana. There's a new book that takes us back to the turn of the 20th century when the generosity of a Scottish immigrant and the vision of 17 Montana communities brought libraries to the far reaches of the state. The seed money for these libraries in Montana and elsewhere across the U.S. came from one of the richest men of the late 19th and 20th century, Andrew Carnegie, who said that a, quote, library outranks any one thing a community can do to benefit its people, unquote.
His is the original Horatio Alger story.
That's Kate Hampton, the author of a new book, The Best Gift, Montana's Carnegie Libraries, which shares how these libraries came to be. Carnegie was barely a teen when his family emigrated from Scotland, working his way up from a bobbin boy in a cotton factory to one of the richest men in America. Hampton says Carnegie credits his success and thirst for knowledge to having access to a library, and he thought the one way to give back, an obligation he took seriously, was to fund libraries.
He thought that public libraries then would be the best gift to give to a community so that it could help people help themselves and improve their lot in life.
Carnegie provided grants to build, but the communities also had to pledge financial support.
Part of the deal was if Carnegie promised you $10,000, let's say, to build a library, then your community had to promise to pay $1,000, so 10% of that cost, every year to maintain the library into the future.
And they needed to secure the land for the library.
And that was often one of the items on the checklist that slowed down progress in getting the funding and getting the building built, is that agreement of where these places should stand and acquiring those properties in town.
Library director Jackie Scott says there were some disagreements over where to build the Big Timber Library.
The Women's Club originally bought the lot American Legion stands on. So that is on 3rd Avenue. And the people in charge, the council, the other groups, they wanted the building to be on McLeod on the main street. There was some back and forth about that. Then they sold that piece of land, purchased this piece of land on McLeod. And then they weren't sure if they wanted it to face McLeod or face 4th Avenue.
And the women's groups in these communities, like the one in Big Timber, that author Kate Hampton credits with getting these libraries constructed.
The women's clubs rallied together. They often collected names on petitions. They encouraged their city or county commissioners to instigate that correspondence between the community and the Carnegie Corporation in order to secure those funds. The women's groups really were kind of the heart and soul of the library communities.
And the women's groups were there after construction, when Montana was in the grips of a depression and support from property taxes went down.
Keeping those libraries alive and vibrant and centers for information and community really did fall to those women's groups who volunteered as librarians, who did fundraisers and kept them going throughout the 20th century.
The first 8 of these libraries in Montana, completed between 1902 and 1907, reflect a freedom of style with domes, stone columns, and local materials and some grandly scaled entries and windows. By 1909, design was more restrained with brick veneer exteriors and rectangular footprints, what became known as the Carnegie Classic Design. Of the 17 Carnegie libraries in Montana, 6 no longer house libraries but are home to things like an art gallery, museum, and law office. 2 no longer exist. Glasgow and Great Falls demolished their buildings in 1965. 9 are still libraries, like in Big Timber, and still a vibrant part of the community. Big Timber's library director, Jackie Scott.
It has been so important to this city and county that when it was no longer big enough, they raised $1.2 million to put on a renovation and expansion.
This Saturday afternoon, the Big Timber Carnegie Library will host the launch of Kate Hampton's Libraries book, and visitors will also get the first look at an exhibit that will travel across the state, sharing Andrew Carnegie's impact in these 17 communities.
What a lasting legacy.